The Vandy Globe, Everest of the seas, the greatest sailing race in the world.
It's extreme. It's about resilience and high technology.
Every 4 years, skippers set out to conquer the most hostile oceans.
It's extraordinary. It's like you're embarking on a journey out of this world.
A solo, non-stop, unassisted race around the planet that lasts nearly 3 months.
You have to be able to fix every small problem. You have to try and make sure it impacts your performance as little as possible.
A dangerous yet thrilling adventure. How do sailors live up to the challenge? Reaching for your dreams at the end of the world. It may seem exciting, but it's an extremely difficult goal to achieve. Since the creation of the Vandy Globe in 1989, just over half of participants, 57%, have managed to finish the race. Before the competition even begins, there is one crucial step: delivery. Louis Burton left Saint-Malo in Brittany to sail his boat to the starting line.
These are the final tests, and it's very important because it's the last time we're going to make any adjustments to the rigging, the lines, the boat before the race starts.
T'as essayé un plus 10, moins 10, machin? Et ce bazar-là, c'est scotché ensemble?
We know each other well. We've been working together on this race for several years. I wanted to invite people I wanted to spend time with. So two friends joined in, and then we had some drinks and some snacks, as we would if we were on a cruise. It was a very special moment for us.
Final moments of companionship before being totally alone 24/7 for almost 3 months. The 45,000-kilometre route goes from Les Sables d'Olonne, heads south along Africa, then east, passing three capes, before heading back to France along South America. Louis Burton knows this journey well. The 39-year-old skipper is taking part in the Vandy Globe for the fourth time. He finished third in his last attempt. Equipped with one of the best boats in the fleet, he's seen as a top contender.
So if I want to go a little more to the left, I press here. This is the autopilot command. Here I can decide to go 1 degree left, 1 degree right, 10 degrees. That's the attack mode, the head mode, meaning compass, and this is for the wind. It's an adult's dream, actually, because as a child, I never imagined I'd one day reach this level of competition. I used to watch races like the Vendée Globe with awe. It was motivating for me, but I grew up far from the sea, so I never thought I'd reach this level. I've dreamt of winning this race for a few years now. For me, it's one of the hardest races, so I'd like to win it someday.
But the competition is fierce. For the first time, 39 other skippers are up against him, including six women.
I'm going to go on the right because it's smaller over there.
Clarisse Kremer is embarking in her second Vandy Globe. Dropped by her previous sponsor after getting pregnant, she is now backed by the cosmetics company L'Occitane en Provence. This is the final stretch before D-Day.
Right now, I'm supposed to be doing sports or physical preparation. But today, the conditions are great for surfing. I'm not an experienced surfer, but when the conditions are good, I enjoy it, and it feels awesome. It allows me to do two things at once, physical training and chilling out. Overall, I feel pretty good. I'm not too stressed and I'm pretty happy about setting off. Although I do feel like I'm somewhat, not fragile, but if something goes wrong, I quickly get nervous because I think the general stress level is quite high. Once you've left, no one can come to give you something you might have forgotten. So that's it, really. Lots of to-do lists, to try not to forget anything.
At the starting village, the docks are packed. In the weeks leading up to the race, more than 2 million visitors come take a peek at the boats. In just 35 years, the event has become a global reference, requiring flawless organization. Hubert Lemonnier leads the control post.
Wow! C'est les albums Panini? Ah ouais, génial! Moi, j'ai pas eu. Merci.
Our job is to track all the boats 24/7 from the first to the last. We're making sure that their course and speed match their intended destination. We've got to be ready to respond in case there's a need for a rescue operation in a perilous situation. We'll spend 3 months here in this office. The team works 6-hour shifts. We swap, but even off shift, we still keep an eye on what's going on.
Over the years, technological advancements have turned these boats into Formula Ones of the sea. The monohulls are 18 meters long and can reach a speed of up to 70 kilometers an hour. During their preparation, skippers and technicians meet every day. On board L'Occitane, based in England, Clarice Kremer works on the final details.
It would be great to have a big picture of my pilot system on a sheet of paper in like technical terms, but not too technical terms, like kind of my terms.
This is my bed. It's custom made for me. It's just my size. It's comfortable on a flat or cushy surface, and yet it holds really well because the boat moves a lot and my body needs to be able to relax totally. That's what it's for. It's also waterproof because sometimes I go to my bunk a bit damp or wet.
Clarice can count on the support of her partner, Tanguy Le Turquet. He too is a skipper, and he'll be taking part in his first Vendée Globe. The couple has a daughter, Mathilda, born almost 2 years ago.
It's tough for us because she's turning two soon. She's growing up so fast, changing every day. The hardest thing for both Clarice and me is knowing that we're going to miss out on 3 months of her life, where she'll be learning new things. And when we get back, she'll be a completely different little girl. We're losing out on 3 months. For me, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, same here. If something happens to my daughter, it'll be very hard psychologically to cope with being so far away. I could find myself far from any coast, and it might take a long time for me to get back to shore.
The race is tough psychologically and physically. For nearly 3 months at sea, the skippers are left to fend for themselves, far from any land.
This race is all about the adventure. It's non-stop, unassisted. So every small or big problem we might face, we have to be able to fix them. We have to try and make sure it affects our performance as little as possible.
The risks are high. In a storm, the boat could capsize. A string of tragedies have occurred in the past. 3 sailors have lost their lives. And in case of injury, the skippers are on their own. A medical kit is compulsory on board, meticulously checked by the race doctor, Laure Jacolot.
The most common medical issue encountered in offshore racing is skin problems, infections, rashes. This is due to the specific nature of this race. Skippers experience a wide range of atmospheric conditions, from high humidity to extreme cold in the deep south. On land, antibiotics aren't used so often, but at sea, they're almost always necessary.
Before the competition, skippers receive medical training, learning skills for emergency situations. Every sailor knows the story of Bertrand de Broc, who had to stitch up his own tongue after an accident at sea, something these adventurers need to be prepared for.
During medical training, we teach them how to perform certain procedures as if they were doctors. They have to be ready to handle things alone, like stitching up wounds. Their pain tolerance is very different from people on land.
So much to deal with and not much time to rest.
Sleeping has a huge impact on their performance in offshore racing. It's actually the first thing they work on in their preparation. It's very well known, a good offshore sailor needs to be able to fall asleep under stressful, isolated and lonely conditions. For now, we have very little data on their sleep patterns in offshore racing, on how they actually sleep and for how long. They're still learning from their own experiences. Hallucinations occur regularly too. Some tell us they can smell fresh bread on their boat, as if there was a baker making bread nearby. It happens a lot.
Returning home safely, determined to make waves in the history of sailing, 40 skippers will take part in this 10th edition of the Van Dee Globe, trying to break the record of 74 days for a solo, round-the-world sailing adventure.
The Vendée Globe captures people's imaginations because it's so extreme. It's a symbol. It's also about freedom. To me, it's like French astronaut Thomas Pesquet going into orbit, like astronauts going out for a three-month mission. The next time they see any human being will be when they come home.
We have the freedom to choose our route. There are no red lights, no green lights, no turn signals. There's a lot of freedom. Of course, there are constraints, as we're on a sailboat in the ocean. But we are totally free to decide our path.
When you're in the middle of the Pacific, near Point Nemo, the furthest point from any land, you think, what on earth am I doing here? It's quite extraordinary. It's like you're embarking on a journey out of this world. You can tell that humans aren't meant to be there. There are moments that are breathtaking, even scary, where you feel a mix of awe and fear at the vastness surrounding you. And I think that's what keeps us going in something as crazy as a solo round-the-world adventure.